Content. Parental discretion is advised.
I'm back. And I think it important that the world should know I will be entering the Royal Rumble.
All right, this is The Undertaker, and now you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for January 14th. Just one holiday today, folks. It's Dress Up Your Pet Day, but don't do it. Dressing pets is torturous to them. Do not do that. Unless you're putting in a nice coat if it's cold out. Yeah, don't dress your animals up, please. But today is dress your
pet. Unless you're putting sunglasses and a hat on them.
Yeah, you know, the giant big sunglasses. You know, like the big giant sunglasses. The ones that are way huge. They're funny. Then it makes it funny. But yeah, that's just torturous to your animals. Don't do that. Happy birthday to WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan today, who turned 63. Ho! There, okay. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us February 11th for UFC 208 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. Hosted by us, prizes, drink specials all night long. That's February 11th at Salvatore's Saloon. That's out in Scottsdale. And Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, UFC 208. Thank you so much for being here today. One more plug. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley? Come join Rock City Roller Derby needs you, as well as the Flower City Fear. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com or go to the Flower City Fear's Facebook page and become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby and Flower City Fear. Welcome to the show today. I'm the Cash Man. I am joined by Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
DC Dan Kolb, the man behind the Twitter. Sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning. And, of course, Danger Boy. Let's hear Danger Boy.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. Danger Boy has a voice this week.
He's back.
It's taken a while, but he made it back. Hey, welcome to the show today, guys. How you doing? How was your week? Did I catch you off?
Long.
Long week, yeah.
Long.
Well, I mean, after having a couple short weeks in a row, we're back to
long. Yeah, that didn't help.
Yeah, it didn't help at all. Welcome back. So we're going to talk to, you know, we kind of promoted it last week, and we've been talking about it for the last few weeks. We're going to do the painies today.
Do we have special music?
We can do, how about this? The painies.
I'm so disappointed in
you. Well, I don't know. I like that. We'll find some other music to play goofy stuff while we do it.
Don't we have, the old RNN update music?
Oh, I can find that. Yeah, we'll do that, man. We'll do that. Perfect. Either that or this. Yeah, I don't know.
You know when I said I've never been more disappointed in you?
Sorry.
You lied.
I lied.
I just topped it. So okay, we're going to do our painies. We're going to let you, you folks could have voted all week on off our Facebook page. And you can still call in and tell us what you think, too, when we go through the categories. We got a whole bunch of them. And do we want to start right off the bat?
Yeah, you can give us your thoughts, but you're not swaying the results. No. The envelopes are sealed.
Do we have? And seriously, we have envelopes. Did you take a picture of the envelopes before we open them up?
I didn't. And there's nice. And I didn't spare any expense. That's not regular paper in there.
Yeah.
That's nice, stocky, like resume paper.
Nice.
Was this gel pen that wrote on it too?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You like that?
Yeah.
You have to get a picture of those.
Out, yeah. Boys,
he definitely went. He went all out. And
painties are a serious business.
Yes, and we only do them once a year, and usually, you know, much like the WWE awards that they didn't do this year,
So we're going to do the painies every other year.
Yeah.
It fits our ratings.
Yeah, yeah. If the slammies, I mean, if the painies work in, we'll do it. But we'll mix it in with other talk about the world of pro wrestling. We had a lot of stuff happen this past week. Some big names making big announcements. You might have heard the show start off. Before we get into doing some of these awards, why don't we talk a little bit about thoughts on The Undertaker and the four times that his music lapsed in a circle while he was walking down the aisle and getting into the ring and pausing every time when it went dun, 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 dun.
So let's do a painting award.
You don't want to talk about The Undertaker? I can play that forever, man.
Yeah,
okay. So what do you want?
Yeah, all that time wasted on Monday Night Raw for a guy who's exclusive to SmackDown.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. Awesome.
See, the great thing is that the whole time they're like, yeah, The Undertaker's appearing this week. Undertaker's appearing this week. And then they get to the show and it's, oh, he might appear. Foley, you better make him appear. It's like you advertised it for a whole week.
You press released it. It was on the darn events page of the arena they were at. Okay, so he was going to be there whether you liked it or not. Maybe, you know, kind of like, the last time he showed up anywhere is when he showed up at the Cleveland Cavaliers game and nobody knew he was coming. So I guess it was a good thing that maybe they mentioned his name about 400 times before he showed up. But
well, at the Royal Rumble, I feel real bad for the four guys after him who have to come down to his music and then pass him on the ramp.
That's what was killing me, is just at least Shawn Michaels makes it a little fun coming down, you know, with his music and, you know, pretending he's out of breath. He's only been doing that for 6 or 7 years
despite
now.
His completely pointless reason for being there.
Yeah, yeah.
And the entire pointless thing except for Rusev being funny.
Yeah, Rusev getting an opportunity to be funny. But so you want to start one of the lower awards? Because I've got a couple of them here.
Yeah, we got to start low.
Okay, so starting to load. I'll go with the first one. Okay,
what are we doing?
We're gonna go with what the hell were they thinking? Okay,
it doesn't get any lower than that.
Yeah, what the hell? That's one of the awards where what you saw on TV made you scratch your head for half an hour.
So just to remind people, your options for this were Sasha and Charlotte playing hot potato with the women's title, Roman Reigns and Triple H ending the longest WrestleMania ever with quite arguably the worst main event ever.
True.
Roman Reigns suspended, Brock Lesnar not suspended, and The New Day shows up at the Wyatt compound.
So this is a legit envelope. Let's see. Here we go. As I rip open the envelope, and you'll see the picture if you go to our Facebook page or our Twitter page, I posted the picture.
He's taking selfies with envelopes now.
Yeah, no, I told you I wanted to take. Okay, so the award goes to, that's, what the hell were they thinking? WrestleMania.
Yeah.
With a
overwhelming 50% of the online vote.
Wow. Well, I mean, we were throwing out the ideas a couple weeks ago, and I heard the calls coming in where they were saying that was the worst pay-per-view of the year. It went too long. It went over. It was started early. It was, 6 hours of pain. And it wasn't us either.
Tell me the last time you remember a WrestleMania ending with such almost a huge mix of indifference and just sheer hate.
Yeah, that was. It was. You know what? When you know how it's going to end, or you have an idea how it's going to end, it tends to kill the excitement about it. And there was. I think even the worst psychics in the world could have figured out what was going to happen at the end of that show. Or best educated guesses. It was just a terrible show. So, Danger Boy, what do you thought about WrestleMania? I mean, is that what you voted for?
I voted for the Roman Reigns suspended, more of like, what was he thinking? Because he was on top of the world and all of a sudden was popped for whatever substance he was popped for to keep awake or do whatever he was doing. But I can see the WrestleMania 100% because it was, almost 6 hours long, and that was just terrible.
Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, that did get 36% of the vote. So between those two, WWE, that was the worst of the year, quite obviously. 86% of voters.
Yeah, I voted for WrestleMania, but man, I was torn between those two. They really were definitely one and two.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I voted for the Brock Lesnar drug path failure. But, the reason I did that is just because it's something we brought up on the air. It wasn't really, I mean, yes, everyone was up in arms, but it wasn't publicly acknowledged. Not like WrestleMania was a public thing. Everyone sat there, and after they got done with it, they go, wow. And they shook their head and left the room. So it's like, this was like, it's amazing that they could they could, you know, that the answer they got from the PR from that company said, he's a part-time guy. Excuse me. He's a part-time guy. He doesn't have to fulfill those regulations on the drug tests and everything. And it's like, okay.
They should have just kept quiet.
They should not have said that. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's kind of, you know, given Brock Lesnar, honestly, a black eye, I think, to me, to what, his value and worth and, you know.
So what's Goldberg on then? Because he beat him in what, 146?
Maybe that was his punishment. You fail the test, you
fail your test, beat up Randy Orton, but you got to lose to Goldberg.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not really punishment for Brock Lesnar, considering the amount of money he made to do pretty much nothing.
True. And I mean, the money he made even in the UFC, and it's funny, it's a guy he fought in the last UFC where he tested positive, sued him, sued Dana White, and sued the UFC this past week because he lost the bonuses and he would have got from it and everything. And he wants to reclaim some of that.
And he wanted Lesnar's purse for failing the test.
Which he usually, usually get a portion of the other person. The guy, Lesnar, what did he make, $2 million on that fight? Something like that? So, yeah, it's, but that, you know, Russell, this year I'm hoping, you know what? There's been some news that have come down this past week about the setup for WrestleMania, which kind of makes me happier because they're changing things up than what we thought. For the longest time, we thought it was going to be Cena and The Undertaker. And now that seems to be thrown out the window. Which is good. I mean, because I don't want to know that far in advance. But I mean, but there's a handful of guys that have no jobs right now in WrestleMania, or none that have been made public.
I honestly would have liked to have seen that match.
I would have seen it last year too.
Only reason I'm happy that it doesn't sound like they are going to do it is because there were the rumors that not only was it going to be Undertaker versus John Cena, but the title was going to be up for grabs in that match. Yeah. Those are two guys where you do not need that title to make that match.
Oh, definitely.
You just need John Cena versus The Undertaker.
Especially at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, yeah, I agree. And it's like, but you mean The Undertaker, you know, we've lost the luster from the undefeated streak. So I think that if he had somehow held the title going in and John Cena, you know, I don't know. They could have built it up in a lot of different ways. Now we're not really sure where they're going. You know, which is good because the least I know, or at least we can find out, the better it is. You know, I mean, there's still some things that are definitely set for WrestleMania.
Yeah, I wish they'd get rid of that Shaquille O'Neal Big Show match. Who cares about that?
What is? I want to know what it is about Orlando though, because that's where we also got Big Show Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, this is a good question. Well, I mean, I'll say Shaquille did play in Orlando for many years. You know, he did win a championship with the Orlando Magic.
He made his money in college, though.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, he made his money in college. He played for Orlando for many, many years. And
they
then
made
he
made a movie about it.
Yeah, then he went to a couple other teams like the Lakers and Miami. Did he go to Miami? Where else did he go? He went to a bunch of places.
Miami, Cleveland.
Yeah, he went all over.
I think he was with the Celtics winning.
He was with the Lakers with Kobe. Remember, they hated each other? I don't know. I got to tell you, I drove by that stadium, and it's kind of in a dumpy place of town, honestly. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I drove right down past it, and it's like, wow. It's, you know, it's kind of, but it's a beautiful stadium. I'll give them that. It looks really, you know, but it's just set kind of aside in not in a great area, I think.
Oh, did they make improvements? Because when I was there, the area was dumpy and the stadium was dumpy.
Oh, it looks well. I didn't get that close to it because there was
pretty sure they put a bunch of money.
There apparently was a bowl game going on at the same time. So, you guys want to do another one of these before we go to break?
Sure. Let's start with another lower tier one.
Yeah.
Announced team of the year.
Announced team of the year. That's you, Danger Boy.
I have it.
Hey, hold it up to the microphone and make noise with the envelope before you open it. Okay.
Okay, Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. All right, I'm doing Carson. He's doing
What were the nominations again, Dan, before we announce it?
I mean, this was pretty much everybody. Raw, SmackDown, NXT, TNA, Ring of Honor, New Japan, Lucha Underground, and the Cruiserweight Classic.
And the winner is?
I do like this paper.
Yes.
And the winner is the NXT announced team.
All right.
Corey Graves and, now I can't remember the other guy's name. Off the top of my head. Todd Phillips.
Todd Phillips. And the thing about those guys is, if I could take like one guy from every team, we could make a super team. You know, you get Moro, you take Corey Graves.
Todd Phillips is with Moro on the 75-man announced team on SmackDown.
Yeah. He's the fourth guy down the line. He's the one who makes most of the sense, you know, when you listen to him.
Him and Moro are the only two you should listen to on that announced team.
But, NXT won that award, 37.29% of the vote. Next closest vote getter with 28.8% of the vote was Cruiserweight Classic.
Ah, Daniel Bryan.
The lowest vote getters, Raw only had 3%. That's kind of embarrassing.
Well,
for the flagship
two
show.
Two words for you, Michael Cole.
Well, yeah, Michael Cole. Listen, Michael Cole is not a bad guy at all. So, I mean, he just
as a news announcer, I don't mind him, but as a wrestling announcer, too many times he botches what he's trying to say.
Sorry, the coal mine is still fresh in my mind. So
okay, well, we're gonna go to break right now, and we're gonna digest that. We got a bunch of more, so stick around. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back right after these messages.
For the love of Pete, keep chanting. I gotta catch my breath. That is a long run.
How does it feel, Ethan? How does it feel to be interrupted, huh? See, there's a big difference between you and I, Ethan. I'll do whatever it takes to win that world title. And you won't.
Streams. All right, friends, here's what we've been watching this week, your top 10 TV downloads. To kick things off today, it's a fairy tale with a twist, Grimm at number 10. One of my favorite comedies had the number 9 spot, Modern Family. At number 8, Vikings. And at number 7, Charlie Day and the Hall Gang, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which always brings on the laughs. It's always funny and always sunny. Number 6, everyone's favorite sitcom, The Big Bang Theory. And at number 5, we've been tuned into The Blacklist. I know a lot of country fans very excited about the return of Nashville, which had your number 4 spot. And at number 3 and number 2, we were watching Star Wars Rebels. And of course, the number 1 spot, my love, Benedict Cumberbatch in Sherlock. Well, that's your top 10 this week. We'll chat again next week about what we've been watching.
That's this week's top TV streams.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
The United States has had a champion that they're ashamed and embarrassed of. And since KO and I are already national treasures, in fact, I'd even go as far as to say we're international treasures, I think it's time for us to unite. With the state and condition that the United States is in, maybe it's time for two Canadians to now be the face of America.
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic and the 2017 Painies. Hopefully we'll hear this music in January.
Entering somewhere
around 10. Between 9 and 11.
In the early double digits.
Yes, there's a 10 count for every count is now a 10 count whenever he's around. So Ty Dillinger, by the way, Mike DiGiorgio, this is music. I know you don't know who Ty Dillinger is, but
he's from Niagara Falls.
Yeah, he's from around here. If you're listening, welcome back to the show. I'm the cash man here with DC Dan Cole, Double B Brian Burke, Danger Boy, and Peter Burke with us too. Peter, hello, Peter. How you doing? He doesn't have a microphone. He can't talk. All right. Just saying hi, and of course, nobody wears headphones in the other studio, so.
We call this DeTullio style.
DeTullio style. Well, it's just, you know, he started it, I guess. So welcome back to the show. We're doing the Painies based on last year's wrestling year. And so much wrestling happened in the 2016, and of course, we pick out the best and the worst of it. We'll be doing that. How many do we have altogether? Is it 8 of them?
8.
So 8 of them. So we gotta have to do, I'm going to have to do another one. Then. You want to do it? Let's do another one right now off the bat. Would be breakout star of the year would that be a lower tier one, or we want to hold off on that for a little bit?
I mean, no, because the rest of the ones we have, it's all pretty much about the stars. So
I have it. Breakout star of the year.
The nominees for this award, as he's opening the envelope, were Broken Matt Hardy, Rich Swann, Braun Strowman, Ty Dillinger, Will Ospreay, and Kenny Omega.
And the winner is. Breakout star of the year, Kenny Omega. All right, Kenny.
Well deserved for Kenny Omega.
Kenny Omega spent the year plotting out how he was going to win the New Japan Pro Wrestling title, and then along came Wrestle Kingdom 11 and got in his way.
Very possibly soon coming to a television show near you.
Well, when John Cena posts your picture on his Twitter, which he has 3.5 million followers or whatever it is, he did it last year. Remember last year he did AJ Styles right around this time too?
Yeah, and look what happened there.
Yeah, so, and Kenny Omega, Ole's
suggesting the surprise Royal Rumble entrance?
Supposedly his contract ends the day after the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, we'll see. But Kenny Omega, I've seen him wrestle a couple times in Ring of Honor years ago up in Toronto, and he actually was in the developmental for WWE before. It just that it didn't work out. And so he went and created he got part of the Bullet Club over in New Japan, created this cleaner character, and he's a great wrestler. He always was a great wrestler. It didn't matter. Back, 5-10 years ago when we saw him, he was a great wrestler. So now he's got the character along with it. So hopefully we'll see him in WWE real soon.
This was the closest poll that we had.
This is the one I couldn't remember who I voted for, too, because it's like, I like Will Ospreay a lot. I've seen him a lot this year, but
This boiled down to two guys.
Yeah?
Kenny Omega won 33.93% of the vote.
Oh.
Just edging out Broken Matt Hardy.
Broken Matt Hardy.
With 32.14% of the vote.
And, Matt may have won this award if we were giving it 10 years ago, too, because he's had some moments in his career where he actually broke out. Yeah, he broke out big time a few times. So it's like, he understands how to recreate himself, and he's done that. And but congrats, Kenny Omega. Maybe we'll send it to him,
And already leading candidate for match of the year next year.
Without a doubt, yes. Yeah.
I've already put him on the list for the poll to go up next year.
I was going
to
say, started in January. So, the third day of January was the show? Was it
fourth?
Fourth day of January? Yeah. Got Baldy on the phone with us real quick. What's up, Baldy?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good. How you doing, sir?
Good, yeah. So, not too much love for Jay Lethal there. He was the world Ring of Honor champion the whole year.
Yeah, last year, too. I mean, he held it most of the last couple of years. So.
Yeah, and, when you say he broke out, because, Matt Hardy, he's been around forever, and he's been on top, so it's, a little bit of love for, just calling for a little bit of love for Jay Lethal there. And rumored Kurt Angle might be coming back to WWE finally to, nothing set yet with the Royal Rumble. But
they probably told him to shut up about it, because if it really is happening, I don't think they want him to be telling everybody.
Well, from what he told promoters, it was in April too, so I would expect more the day after WrestleMania than Royal Rumble or WrestleMania.
Yeah, I just hope they give him the swan song. He certainly deserves there. If he does do the Royal Rumble, they'll probably give him the Kurt Hennig spot that he had a few years ago, in my opinion, the best final, best Royal Rumble, when he made it to the final four there. I think he was with, actually Kurt Angle was one of them. And then, I'm not positive, but I think it was like The Rock and Stone Cold, I'm pretty sure. But that was a great Rumble with, Kurt Angle, or Kurt Hennig rather, another great, great worker.
Yeah, and I would say that Kurt Angle, he's been getting healthy in the time hasn't been wrestling in the past year, so it would not surprise me if they get him on a contract in which he would be there for more than just a couple weeks. He would be there for a year at least.
Now, what would be your favorite WrestleMania main event?
Who, me?
You personally, or even any of the guys in there. Have a preference. I'd like to hear it because, what do they have? It seems like they really don't have a definite direction. Sure, Kevin Owens is going to, and Jericho are going to be in the mix somewhere at the top of the card. But, are we really going to have to suffer through Triple H and Rollins? Is Triple H going to win the Royal Rumble? And then,
not meaning like last year? This is what I'll say. My favorite main event of WrestleMania ever was probably Shawn Michaels versus Bret Hart in the Iron Man match that went an hour and 5 minutes. The reason I say that is because they had 3 or 4 months to build this up and the hatred. And those guys were, and Shawn Michaels is a great wrestler, a great promo cutter. And, he did a great, they both did great jobs building that up. And, And I mean, I don't think we get, you know, I mean, I don't think Roman Reigns, you know, Mike's skills are a tenth of what any of those guys were. You know, I mean, I think they just don't give the time anymore to build these things up anymore. So it's really pretty much, you know, you have to be excited about who wins the Royal Rumble if you want to be excited about WrestleMania most of the time.
Yeah, and so what do you, so this, as far as the main event this year, what do you have any favorites, or do you see anything happening?
It's a good question. I'm trying to think of who I'd be excited. I would not mind seeing Triple H take on Rollins, but that didn't have, for nothing. It doesn't have to be for anything.
Right.
It's because Rollins said he wants to go through and destroy all of them. He's mentioned that months ago, and it hasn't really been brought up again lately. I didn't have a problem if that was on the undercard. I wouldn't have a problem, you know, Undertaker. You know, I mean, we've heard Undertaker. It was John Cena for the longest time. Now it might be Braun Strowman. That might have been Nick's, too. We're not sure who the Undertaker will be taking on, but we know that we're going to get Goldberg and Brock Lesnar again. And it'll be the one to break the tie. I don't know.
And maybe it's going to be in a cage or something. That's going to be some type of cage fight.
Maybe. Or, you know, or Hell in the Cell. Who knows? I mean, I don't know. I'm not even sure what the main event was going to be this year.
Well, I know WWE's theory for this year's WrestleMania is they want to have 6 or 7 main event feel matches.
Right.
So it's going to be tough to even say what your main event is going to be, because they're going to try to go all out this year, hopefully to try to make up for last year. I'm going to throw my 2 cents in. Rumor has it that there's a certain someone in NXT who has been just, they've floated the idea to give them a massive push on the main roster.
Joe.
Yep, Joe. I want to see AJ Styles, Samoa Joe. You put those guys in a ring at WrestleMania, that's a main event caliber match.
And you have to put it last because no one will follow it.
Samoa Joe series was the best stuff that's happened in a long time.
Oh, remember when Kurt Angle headbutted Samoa Joe in the mouth?
That first match, we were all up at garage door washing it.
That's right. And yeah, he headbutted him in the mouth, and he just bled all over the place. It was nasty. It was like, you know, it was, you know, yeah, I agree. I mean, I think, man, you know, I didn't even think about putting Kurt Angle in a match, but man, you know, I mean, if he can still do it, you know, you could put him in with a lot of people out there, too. Maybe, you know, and I mean, you know, we all have, like, dreams of Daniel Bryan coming back, maybe, but I don't think, I the more we get far away from the starting that angle, the more I don't think it's going to happen anymore now.
Well, I mean, give a guy like Austin Aries the push, I think he could take that spot. But just to tell you how good of a match that Angle Samoa Joe was, I walked away with a bloody head. Digest that one.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Take it easy, brother. 222-1280, star 1280. Should we do another one?
Oh, we got to. It's 10:30. I know. We've only done 3.
That's right. We're almost halfway through. So what will be the next award?
You know what? Let's go promotion of the year, and then that'll leave us with male, female, tag team match of the year.
All right.
Okay, I've got that right here.
So pretty much every promotion was in this. So I'm not going to read the nominees because you should know.
Yeah, if you...
Come on, man.
I love
Come
that.
On. Okay, this will be the last year we do the paintings.
With that?
I'll find something better. I'll get a friend of mine to make an original song for us. Or...
Okay, and promotion of the year goes to NXT with their second painting. That's 2016.
They got the announce crew and now the show, and I'm sure it probably was a landslide.
Yeah, this one was not even close. NXT, 64% of the vote. Next closest... WWE was 17%. So this one, not even close. Not the biggest blowout, though. So I'm teasing some future awards.
Stuff to come. So when we go to break on that, 222-1280, star toys and number. We got a call. We'll take a call on the flip side. It's got Jordan. Hang on, buddy. We'll be back in a second. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Miz, this belongs to you. I want to present you with your very own Miz Participation Award.
What?
What? Miz.
Miz gave that to Dean.
Buddy, you tried.
Ah, yes, old HB Shizzle has got a lot of fond memories of the Royal Rumble. And this year, it happens to be in my hometown of San Antonio, Texas.
Hi, this is Rob Dibble with an important message to the 19 million veterans who defend America's freedom. An amendment was signed into law establishing that all current members of our armed forces and veterans, uniformed or not, may render the military-style salute to our flag when it's raised or lowered, passes by, and anytime the national anthem is played. This iHeartMedia station invites all active duty service men, women, and veterans to salute our flag. And we thank you for your service to our country.
Two simple words that go a long way.
Thank you.
We thank you.
I gotta thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We want to thank you for putting up with our yelling.
Get out of here!
Our stuttering.
And
our egos.
I'm an egomaniac.
But most of all, we want to thank you for allowing us into your car, home, smartphone, or office.
And it explodes everywhere.
Thank you to the best sports fans out there.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester. Dan Patrick.
Monday morning, 9 till noon.
On Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
But if you want that movie to be successful, you need to put my beautiful and talented wife, Lana, in it.
Well, look, I'm not, you know, the biggest movie guy, but the movie's already done. It's already made. It's been edited. I mean, it's coming out January 20th.
I heard you. Yeah, I understand.
So I mean, they can't just put somebody in when it's already been done. So
this keg is filled to the brim with the greatest sports drink of all time, booty juice.
Booty juice. It makes sure your throat is loose.
It does.
Give me some of that.
Hey, it's WWE superstar Kofi Kingston, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, Double B Brian Burke, Peter Burke, and Metallica and Booty Juice. Do not drink anything called Booty Juice. I'm just putting that out there because you don't know where it came from, okay? But with a name like Booty Juice, you can assume.
Booty corns.
Booty corns? Okay.
Yeah, Cash, well, you would understand if you weren't so damn booty.
I am. Well, you know, I haven't eaten my bootios in a while.
Cash,
because
that booty juice?
I don't even want to guess where booty juice goes. The funny thing is, the guys couldn't even get the line together right, anyways, when they were doing it.
Yeah, they need some work on the pitch.
Yeah. It would have been great if they could have said it all at the same time instead of just jumbling it around. But welcome back.
How long do you see booty juice in the store?
Well, yeah, it'll be out. It'll be throwing out. It'll look like Gatorade, I'm guessing. And they'll be throwing it out in the crowd real soon. And still, I'm not drinking anything. I'm not drinking anything called booty juice. Booty juice will not be going past my lips. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man once again. I want you to know that we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, and we're going to be out at Salvatore's at the garage door. We will be, but you can also go to Salvatore's Saloon for UFC 208 on February 11th, your pre-Valentine's Day UFC beatdown. That's right, UFC 208 starts at 10 p.m. Get there early. Come out and hang out with us. We'll have a good time, I promise you. Come on out, UFC 208 at the garage door and Salvatore's Saloon. We'll see you there. Now we got to get back to, oh, you know what? Let's go to, before we go to the phones, let's go to the next award, and I got a special thing for you.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. Let's go. Tag Team of the Year.
Tag Team of the Year.
Okay. And the nominations?
Nominees for Tag Team of the Year. The New Day. The Bucks of Youth. The Revival. Hashtag DIY. Broken Matt Hardy and Brother Nero. And there we go.
I ruined it.
The winner for Tag Team of the Year, the Bucks Who Are Young.
Oh, the Young Bucks.
This was a close one.
Was it?
This was one of our closest polls. Young Bucks winning with 31% of the vote.
Wow.
Revival had 25%. New Day had 22%.
Wow.
And so that was one of those ones that came right down to the wire.
No Hardy,
not a lot of love for the Hardys.
Well, you know, I mean, they've really only been tagging maybe the last third of the year together again. Because remember, the Broken Matt started off by trying to destroy his brother, you know, Jeff.
He did. He deleted him.
He did. He deleted him. But he gave him back to him, though. He gave him his freedom and the tape show that was right before Christmas.
But you know what? I think the listeners, I think everybody got this one right. You can't argue with the year the Bucks had.
No.
granted, they didn't have all the mainstream, you know, being on Raw, SmackDown, NXT, or anything like that, but they had an unbelievable year.
I think the coolest thing about that, too, is that we got to meet them back in December of last year. That was so cool because it's like Mark's freaking out. Mark Fantasia's freaking out. He's like, it's the Young Bucks, and we all run over to him, and it's like we got that big old
picture.
He lives
up to his name that day.
Oh, Mark.
Yeah, Mark. Who else? It was Elgin, too. Michael Elgin, he was going nuts about it.
Think of all the people we saw at that show.
AJ Styles, yeah.
Yeah, Styles, the Bucks, Kenny Omega.
Yeah. The cleaner was there. He got a good match too, and it was a lot of fun.
The Young Bucks wrestled twice.
Yeah, it was fun, and it was a super kick party too. It was incredible. So 222-1280 Star Toys number. We got Jordan on the line. What's up, Jordan?
What's going on, guys? I want to start off first by saying that booty juice segment was absolutely cringe, but at the same time, it was funny.
I feel like WWE is trying to, like, okay, we took the titles off the New Day. What do we do with them now?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, let's introduce some new products. And the best they could come up with was booty juice, and they still need some work on the slogan.
And the point I'm trying to get across to, that the last caller was talking about WrestleMania, and what I was thinking was, if they want to have some main event, six main event type matches, put The Undertaker with Balor. You know, the demon versus the dead man.
That would be pretty cool because Finn should be back by then. I mean,
is a possibility.
Yeah, why not? You know, and the thing is he is going to be probably a surprise entrance at the Royal Rumble.
That is incorrect.
Oh, you don't think he's going to be back by then?
He said his shoulder is nowhere near ready for that.
I was going to say, but you know, can you imagine it take him 15 minutes to get to the ring in the Royal Rumble? It might be over before he got in.
So they could start him at the same time as The Undertaker.
I was going to say they'll have a simultaneous entrance.
Yeah, him and The Undertaker will have a race to see who can get in last.
Yeah. Then you have KO and Jericho. Then you have Styles and I don't know who. I honestly don't know who you put Styles. Honestly, I would do Cena versus Corbin. And then you got for the Intercontinental Championship. Is Ty Dillinger supposed to be up?
He might be. He's one of the names they're talking about. You know, Royal Rumble time. So, but. You know, the question is, if they surprise somebody, are they going to fast track him to a main event status from the Royal Rumble? Probably not someone
from
NXT.
Probably not Dillinger, but someone like Samoa Joe.
AJ Styles didn't, but he got enough.
Yeah.
He got enough when he was in the Royal Rumble last year. Just the cameras on him and everyone like freaking out about him, it gave him enough buzz that he got a nice WrestleMania match against Chris Jericho last year. And by the way, yeah, that's right, Jericho and KO are supposed to be splitting up and having a match at WrestleMania too. Which it seemed like it would have happened. You know, may have happened already, but they kind of were teasing people for a while and now, but that's right. AJ, who would AJ take on? I mean, if you
Samoa Joe,
okay,
Kurt Angle,
that would, you know, I mean, they have a big history
triple
too.
Threat,
yeah, that's they oh, have that a big, they awesome. All have a big history with each
Styles,
other.
Styles, Angle, Samoa Joe, sign me up.
Whoa, facts, and then then you got Rollins, Triple H. And honestly, for the Universal Championship, this match may not sound that great because it's a triple threat, but I'll put Zayn, Strowman, Roman. You have Roman win it. Next night on Raw, have Samoa Joe beat the crap out of him on Raw.
I don't have a problem with that. I would love to see that. That's another, you know, I mean, Samoa Joe could work with anybody in the main event caliber of WWE. I mean, that's why I'm dumbfounded why him and Bobby Roode, why these guys are still down there, you know? You know, I mean, listen, I understand that, you know, that they wanted to see what they can do. But, I mean, look, AJ Styles got signed and they didn't care what he could do. They put him in and immediately threw him into the mix because he was that well seasoned. But I think Bobby Roode's just as good, you know, just as good a seasoned wrestler, you know, being able to speak as well as Russell as AJ Styles was coming into WWE. He could be up here easily. There's just so many of those names that could just come up and just, you know, take over.
Yeah, but because of the brand split this year, they took so much talent from NXT. Those guys had to stay put.
True. Then you're right about that. And they have, you know, and they're doing, and like I heard Bobby Roode doesn't even train with NXT. He just comes in and does the show.
Yeah, he's got the same type of contract that Joe has.
Yeah, so
or they just do that. But they're doing a good job of building up their talent ranks down there again. I mean, you got Roderick Strong down there now. You got Cassius Ohno just came back. I mean, or something like that.
He did, yeah. Came back. Oh, well, he will come back. Or he's come back. He signed with them.
But
yeah, and then we don't really. Well, the Wrestle Kingdom 11. What was that, like a 5-hour show or something like that? Correct.
Yeah, it was over 4. That's for sure.
And then, so if WrestleMania wants to make it better than that, then we don't need these like filler type of matches. We don't need the Shaq versus the Big Show or whatever, or some celebrity stuff. We don't need some sort of concert like they do every single year. Give us an American Alpha versus another tag team, or give us, honestly, I would like to see Cesaro and Sheamus face the Club at WrestleMania and have the Club win, you know?
Give the Club the win, yeah.
We don't need like those type of filler stuff at WrestleMania. Honestly, as wrestling fans, we just want wrestling. And we want a good build towards that.
Well, you can bring up DIY, too. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing them. You know, those guys are great wrestlers.
Here's the big problem with that we're hardcore wrestling fans. We're going to watch no matter what, and we want to see that match. I will guarantee you, I will bet you $1,000 right now, Shaq draws more than American Alpha does for ticket sales.
And being in Orlando, of course, he played there, and that's where I think he lives, so he's got his roots based in there. You know, but I wouldn't bet on the air. That's kind of dangerous. But I was going to say, you know, they remember.
There's also no way to prove it.
The NXT is also having a show that weekend, too, so everyone's going to be there. So
you don't want to drain your talent. They like to steal the show the night before anyways. So
I was going to say, they'd be smart to raid all the talent, so we can have a repeat of last year.
yeah, really.
Last thing I'm going to bring up is, is it true that Batista could be teaming up with Orton to face the Wyatts at WrestleMania?
I heard Batista's completely disavowed himself from WWE.
Really?
Yeah, he's just because, you know, his one of his really good friend is what's his name? Coach. Who's his? He told him to quit when he got suspended. No, not coach. Not coach. I can't remember his name right now. The guy who got suspended for touching Vince McMahon on the stage.
Titus O'Neil.
I forget his name. He's really good. He blows the whistle all the time. You know, he blows that damn whistle. No, but he
because he's booty like UK.
He told Titus O'Neil to quit. He said when he got suspended for doing that, and then so it kind of got him in some hot water with some of the people. But he knows how the place runs, you know,
the last run did not leave a good taste in his mouth because he was promised the title.
Yeah, that
and a good run till WrestleMania, and Daniel Bryan took over.
But Batista also knew that he knew what was good for the business, and what they did was good for the business. He just wasn't happy about it. So I have a feeling we're not going to see him back. I mean, he's so busy making movies now. He's got, you know, 3 or 4 of them and he's working on at the moment. So, but I don't. You think that Orton's going to split off the Wyatt family? You think that? I mean, eventually, you know that the Luke Harper and he are going to have, and maybe that'll happen at WrestleMania. Randy Orton.
Yeah, I can see Orton like cutting a promo after WrestleMania and being like, I wanted to beat the Wyatt family within and all this type of stuff. And just Randy being Randy. I mean, he's not a heel or a face right now. It's just kind of like, it's just Randy Orton being Randy Orton, and I'm loving it.
I'm loving it, too. I really dig what he's doing with them.
Maybe it's just me, but I'd rather have a swerve there.
Some sort of swerve?
I'd rather have Orton
Bray
slides with them, and then Harper breaks off, or...
Rowan
the thing
back,
that nobody would expect,
Orton and
Harper and Orton
together.
Really working together the whole time, and they take out Bray.
Ooh.
I would love more a swerve than the expected, Randy Orton infiltrates and then breaks him up from within crap.
Sure, yeah.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Thanks for calling. Go Pats. Well, this is the station to say that. 222-1280. We're going to do one more award
Jordan's
here.
Jordan's not allowed to call anymore.
Yeah, we're going to do one more award before we go to break here.
Let's go Female Wrestler of the Year. The nominees, Charlotte, Sasha Banks, Sexy Star, Becky Lynch, and good thing Cash isn't reading this one, Asuka.
Asuka.
And the winner is Asuka.
Wow.
Or, as Cash would say, Zuka.
Zuka. Asuka, stop it. Why do you have to make fun of me?
This was another one that was only decided by one vote.
Really?
One vote separated Asuka from Charlotte.
Wow, because I voted for Charlotte. I'll admit that.
I voted for Asuka.
I voted for Asuka.
Well, listen, Charlotte, you know, I mean, the girl never loses on pay-per-view. It had a very successful year for the WWE, even if you don't...
Asuka hasn't lost yet.
That's true.
And I'm sorry, and after what happened to Asuka in NXT, where she gets jumped
Yeah.
And then she goes into Regal. I want all of them.
Very cool. Why don't we go to break on that 222-1280.
It was a pretty lame jumping, though.
Yeah.
Was it? So 222-1280. That's pretty booty. Star 1280. We're going to go to break. We've got a couple more awards, two big awards still left. And I'm excited for that on the flip side. So you're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back right after this.
Robert, a large system of huge savings has settled in over the Rochester area, and it seems to be located just above Fusillo Hyundai of Greece. Do you know why that is?
Because we have 2017 Sonata SEs that lease for only $129 a month, Tom.
You're talking about $129 a month for a new 2017 Hyundai Sonata. The MSRP is $23,095. They're already calling. That's such an incredible opportunity. Hurry into Fusillo Hyundai of Greece this month of January and see how you can be
absolutely Rochester huge. Get that phone.
36-month, 30,000-mile lease, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile over limit, 8% tax. $23.99 plus tax and DMV fees due at signing. First monthly payment of $129 included in amount due at signing. Monthly payment at $5.95 acquisition fee included in payment structure. $400 disposition fee, no early termination fee, no security deposit required. $3,000 HMF lease cash and $500 holiday cash applied. Offer with approved credit to Hyundai Motor Finance. Prior sales excluded. See dealer for details. Pricing available January 1st, 2017 through January 31st, 2017.
Hurt in a car? Call William Attar. At William Attar, focus means 100% of our firm works on motor vehicle cases. Our team is well trained. We understand your questions, and we have answers. When a loved one...
You see, that's what we're all about. People tell us we're not good enough. We don't look the right way. We don't talk the right way. Let me tell you something. You're looking at the DCC. You're looking at Kingston. You're looking at Bram. And you're still looking at... the cowboy, James Mother Effin' Storm. The devil whispered in my ear, you can't handle the storm. I whispered in the devil's ear, I am the storm. And we are the Death Crew Council.
I'm Bill Goldberg. When I'm in Rochester, I listen to the Pain Clinic. Listen to it or I'll kill you.
Okay, Mr. Bill Goldberg, say it simple as that. Thank you so much for plugging us. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman, DC, Dan Cole, Double B, Brian Burke, Danger Boy, and Peter Burke here. And we're here to talk to you about the World Pro Wrestling. We've got two more awards to go. So why don't we just start before we got a few phone calls we're going to get out of the way. But we're going to start with the next award. This has got to be the Female Wrestler of the Year, I'm guessing.
We just did that.
I'm sorry, not Female Wrestler. What's left?
This award show host is like...
Steve Harvey-less.
Listen, if I had two more extra arms, things would go a bit smoother.
Well, we're left with Male Wrestler of the Year and Match of the Year, so I say we go Male Wrestler.
Okay. I'm guessing this is... Now, listen, we talked about this before we started the show. I think I'm pretty confident who this is going to be.
Nominees: AJ Styles, Kenny Omega, Kevin Owens, Matt Hardy, Shinsuke Nakamura.
And the winner for Male Wrestler of the Year is AJ Styles. Unsurprising.
Not even close.
Really?
68% of the vote.
See, we're gonna tweet all these out off of our...
Oh, I already have been.
I tweeted Kenny Omega his award, so it's like we got to take a picture of them and send it to them so they all know that they've won an award and they can come and claim it anytime they want. We're on Saturday mornings 10 to 11 here in Rochester. Yeah, so if, you know, you guys, JJ, you want to come in and claim your award? Be my guest. So we go to the phones real quick. We got Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're doing good. How you doing?
Good. A few things I'd like to discuss today. First of all, every time I see, watch ROH, they always advertise for New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yep.
Jim Ross and them on there. Is there any way, that's why we're going to come to cable around us?
Well, if you have the, what was that channel? Access?
Access.
Access, you can watch it, and that's it's on a different cable system. If you have satellite TV, I believe you can get it. So, much like the Pop, we can get that on satellite too.
They're going to start, I believe they're breaking down Wrestle Kingdom into four parts.
Yeah, I saw that. They posted which matches were in each week. So, that you're going to get that whole show that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. But yeah, you soon. And actually, it's interesting that Josh Barnett there, who was the co-host with Jim Ross, also debuted in TNA this past week as a wrestler, and immediately, and he wrestles or he fights for UFC, And he went up against Bobby Lashley, who fights for Bellator. So it puts an interesting spin on what TNA is doing with two UFC or a UFC fighter and a Bellator fighter having a little feud during which is, I'm looking forward to seeing these shows and everything. But yeah, Josh Barnett, the guy who announces with Jim Ross doing New Japan, is also wrestling for TNA now. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, like you were saying a few last week, with all the shakeups at Time Warner / Spectrum that you said last week that we possibly might see TNA in the future, maybe New Japan on there too, adding access.
Sure, I mean, I think if we had the Fight Network from up in Canada, we'd get all that stuff right now. I wish we had something like that in the United States. They have every wrestling you can possibly put on. And if you have a Roku, they have a Classics Wrestling channel on Roku where you can see stuff from Georgia from the 80s and some Mid-Atlantic Wrestling and a lot of the syndicated stuff. So there's I mean, if you have a Roku, you can find a lot more wrestling available on there than you can on the system we have right now. And I'm not going to badmouth them, but go ahead.
Yeah, I have a Roku TV, but I don't know. You got to add something else.
You have to add the channel, through your account. So, and it's called Wrestling, like RASSLIN or something like that. It's close to that. So check it out. Billy okay. DeTore. Thank you, Billy DeTore, for telling me about that.
Perfect. Now, two other things. There's a few rumors of a few more names being added to the Hall of Fame coming up. I wouldn't be opposed to Mike Rotunda being in there. Meltzer was... yeah, he might go in. Hopefully.
IRS. Well, I mean, his kids are wrestling for the company, and he's a backstage agent for years. So yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all.
And did you see that picture of Foley with the Bucks and Kazarian and Daniels?
Yeah, he tweeted it out yesterday from he was in L.A. in the airport, and he bumped into those guys. It's really pretty cool.
And last thing, I didn't happen to catch the announcer. Well, actually, I thought you guys were going to do specific announcer. It's the team announcers of the year, not specific person.
Yeah, it was announced team of the year.
Yeah, if we did an individuals, who knows where it would have went all over the place.
Well, you have like 40 commentator and you have your actual announcer.
Yeah.
Who actually ended up winning? What team?
Oh. NXT.
Yeah, didn't you hear? Weren't you listening?
Wasn't able to listen to that portion of it.
Got you. That's okay. Bad listener.
It should be Corey Graves, hands down, or Ronaldo.
Yeah, Mauro Ranallo and Corey Graves are two of the best newcomers this year, and I think both of them are doing a great job. And Corey Graves is my favorite right now. I enjoy there's nothing that comes out of his mouth that freaking makes me cringe. Not like Michael Cole or some of the other guys,
Not like whenever Cash hits that sounder when we do an award.
Yeah, because when you hear this, everyone hates me.
Please, guys, I'm not going to take up more of your time. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, take it easy, Rick. Thank you so much for keeping it brief. We got one more couple. We're going to go to the award, the last award match of the year. I'm a bad host. Match of the year. Who's a bad host? Who's your favorite host of the Pain Clinic? Let's put that one up there. See what the votes are.
Do you really want me to put
Why not? Put it up, man. I think it'd be hilarious.
Oh, all right, I'll work on that.
We'll
do that next week.
Okay.
The auxiliary awards.
Yeah.
So final award.
I don't know if my ego could take it, though. I'm sorry.
Final award, match of the year. AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura from Wrestle Kingdom. Shinsuke Nakamura, Sami Zayn, NXT TakeOver Dallas. Charlotte versus Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks, WrestleMania. The Revival versus hashtag DIY, TakeOver Toronto. AJ Styles, John Cena, SummerSlam. Kenny Omega versus Naito from the G1 Climax Tournament.
Alrighty, and the winner is...
The Revival versus hashtag DIY from TakeOver Toronto.
Well, we were there live. That was my vote.
That was my vote as well.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see anything like that before.
34% of the vote.
34% of the vote.
Followed by Shinsuke, Sami Zayn with 25%. Third place, Kenny Omega versus Naito.
A lot of 18%. Kenny Omega fans out there. I don't have a problem with that either. I love Kenny Omega, man. I'm hoping. I hope he sees that tweet we sent out.
NXT got like half the awards this year, didn't they?
NXT cleaned up this year. They got promotion of the year, match of the year, female wrestler of the year, announced team of the year.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I mean, we know that. I mean, we're all fans, and it is fans of the real wrestling, not the. what we see, you know, the recap wrestling, I call that, the Monday night recap wrestling.
That restores my faith in our fans.
Yes, it does. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for voting, everybody. We appreciate that. It's always fun to see where people are thinking, and maybe we're swaying their votes a little bit, you know, by telling them about, you know, bringing this stuff up and showing them it. So very cool about that. So I'm going to go through some real quick news. We only got about a minute left. Real quick news from this past week. Todd Grisham, former WWE announcer and ESPN anchor, is now, and former Pain Clinic guest, is now going to be doing the UFC. He's going to be he'll be debuting on the first fight night coming up January 15th, which is tomorrow, I believe. They have a fight night on a Sunday night. That's just really wild.
With BJ Penn.
Yeah, so yeah, and we're going to check that out. Grisham is going to be doing it now. I don't know if he's going to be with Mike Goldberg. Mike Goldberg has left the company, so I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be taking that position. We will find out, I guess, when we watch. But he's really into MMA, so I know that, and he's always kind of done that. Some other news, Jeff Jarrett and Dutch Mantel are now working for TNA now. They're backstage. Never since Anthem took over, people who run the Fight Network up in Canada now own TNA. They brought Jeff back to help put it back together. Very cool. Mark Andrews is wrestling on the WWE, the British heavyweight title that they're doing this weekend.
3 p.m. this afternoon on the network. You can watch the first round, and I'm sure they'll do the first round today and the other rounds tomorrow.
And you're going to see Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman on Monday Night Raw. That's the only preview they've got going on for that. Kurt Angle should be back. Hopefully he'll be back. And
WrestleMania next year is going to be in New Orleans.
NOLA.com. Check it out. We got to get out of here. Thank you, Danny, for all the hard work you did. Thank you, BBB. Thank you, Danger Boy. We'll see you next week, folks.
I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The college football season ended with two thrilling games.